Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, February 25th, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. We have a new nonprofit in town, and it's dedicated to bringing live music to Wrangell. The person bringing this treat to us is the founder, Olivia Strano, with Milk Run Music Festival. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Olivia. How are you?
Hello, Colette. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, I'm very excited to hear everything about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got some really good cooks in the kitchen, and I will tell you, we have a treat for the community of Wrangell and hopefully surrounding Southeast region going on here.
Really exciting. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you recently moved here and you bought a house. Committing yourself to the island.
Yes.
When you arrived, what were your thoughts on the music scene here, and what inspired you to organize the Milk Run Music Festival?
Well, my story's kind of interesting. Some people know and some people don't, but I got off on a boat here, and I absolutely just fell in love with the community. So I decided to stay over the summer and work and really get involved and get to know as many community members as I possibly can. And with that, you know, I'm a conversationalist. I love talking to people, hearing things out. And being a newbie in town, I wanted to see kind of what the scene was like for not just music, but arts in general, including theater, comedy, and the list goes on, different genres, different mediums. What we do here to kind of really highlight that aspect of Wrangell, because Wrangell is such a gem, which is why all of us are here. But when I got to talking to people, I heard a lot of feedback that there wasn't much of a music scene. We have a couple local great artists and bands that play every now and then, but there's nothing necessarily consistent, or that we don't have a lot of diversity in music as of yet. And this is just going off the feedback that I've heard from others. And it was really interesting. It's because music and the arts in general is such a passion of mine. The inspiration came from when my last job and career was putting on large events such as music festivals. I've worked with Willie Nelson. I've done things with Matthew McConaughey. I have worked with Kevin Hart, some really cool and funky people, but all with very high needs. And so being in that environment the past 3.5 years really had me dive into making things happen with very limited resources in a very short amount of time and making sure they're executed properly. And since there was a need for something similar like that here to just be brought to the community, I figured, hey, this is something I can contribute to this community and hopefully really, really allow people a space and a time to be able to be expressive in whatever manner they decide, but also have something that other people, not like mostly our community, but other people from the outside surrounding communities can also come to Wrangell to be a part of as well.
Awesome. That's really, really fascinating. And I'm super excited to get into that more. So tell us about Milk Run Music Festival. Like, when is this? How many days are planned? Obviously here in Wrangell, like, but where?
Yes, absolutely. So Wrangell is going to be the hub, because I really wanted us to be the highlight, more or less. And so Milk Run Music Fest is right now an annual and possibly a biannual event. Milk Run Music Fest Corporation is organized under the domestic nonprofit with pending 501c3 status. We've got a board, we've got great people involved from all different aspects, which kind of makes us a dream team, more or less. But Milk Run Music Fest, it's going to be occurring May 2nd and May 3rd of this year. So Hopefully it is the pop to a fantastic and prosperous summertime, which everybody really works their butt off, and it's the time of tourism and really reining in the money while it's here. So this is an encouragement in a period of time where that can happen. The event on Friday, the 2nd, is going to start at 5 p.m. and go till about 8:30 p.m. And then the Saturday event is going to be an all-day event. So we are going to start off with at 12 p.m. and go until 8:30 p.m. And we are hoping to have vendors and games and challenges and raffles, as well as some items that we are going to auction off as well. And we're just going to have a really exciting day. We're hoping to incorporate some comedians that are interested in it, and as well as possibly a little theater from our local community. I would love if the school systems would like to get involved, but again, this is open to anybody who wants a sort of involvement in this. We will be announcing everything online by the end of this week or early next week, so that way vendors can sign up to sell their goods, whether it's art or food or anything they've created that they want a chance to sell. And we're going to be promoting this very heavily to the surrounding Southeast Islands.
Really cool. And where in Wrangell?
So right now we are looking at City Dock for an outside performance. And we have a backup as the Nolan Center that has been confirmed in case of weather-related issues.
Awesome. Cool. So not just music.
No.
Comedians.
We're shooting for comedians. We've got a couple people that are very interested, and the way we're scheduling this is a time slot, again, for full participation, whether that is the people that we have already contracted to come and perform, or if it's people from our local community that want a segment of time to be able to express, whether it's with music or jokes or, you know, their artwork. So we have that. We have all of that open and available.
I love it. So who is set to perform?
Okay, so right now we have two fantastic bands, both traveling here from Montana. The first one is going to be a 6-person bluegrass band named North Fork Crossing. So be sure to check them out and start boogieing down before they come up here. And the second one is The Dead and Down. And no, it is not a Grateful Dead cover band. Sorry for the deadheads out there. But they are like a rustic rock band. So these are just the day performances, which are open to the public. Anybody can come. And then we have two evening performances, which are going to be that Friday night and Saturday night, hosted by Raimi's Bar. And those performances start at 9 p.m. So the way that this is planned out is that on Friday, we'll have one band perform during the day and the other one perform at night. And then those two bands will flip-flop for the Saturday performance.
Okay, awesome. And how did you all find these performers?
Honestly, it's been through the grapevine of the contacts that I had from my previous job. I worked with a lot of bands and have had to research a lot of bands and execute a lot of events. So they were on my list of contacts, and I gave them a ring and said, "Hey, I live in Alaska now. You want to boogie down?" And they were abso-freaking-lutely.
Awesome. So, well, I'm imagine a lot of us here are excited to get that, you know, get a little bit other music and other musicians and performers too to come on in, and we can watch and listen and have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And the cool thing about our organization is we are not committed or tailored to one genre of music. So as this continually grows and just keeps getting the support that it needs, we would like to bring in different genres, whether it's punk rock or country or pop. You know, we really want to keep it diversified so we can really reach out to all different types of music that people might want to listen to here in the Southeast.
Really cool. So we know that there are these musicians that are playing in May. Are you looking for other musicians as well?
So we have one other person from Bethel that is interested in coming. We would need one more mileage sponsor for that. But other than that, he said he has time to it. So as far as local performances, we are going to have a time slot for open mic. It's going to be either an hour and a half to 2 hours where anybody who wants to perform can perform during that time. Or if it's a bunch of people with instruments that they want to bring, they can have a jam sesh too. So at the moment, as scheduled performers for music, we are always open to ideas, but we have that kind of solidified for this first one because we wanted it to be very tailored and have the pieces ready, because I know this is a new thing for the Wrangell community, and so new things can always be a little nerve-wracking. So I want to make it as smooth and easy and enjoyable as possible for everybody.
Awesome. And I know that there are some local performers out there, or maybe not even performers, but I would like to hear you play. And some of you have posted on Facebook you're performing. So I think that would be really great, a great addition.
Absolutely. And we have the space for it too. Mm-hmm. So if during the signups, when we put everything out, if people do want that time to perform, they have it.
Really cool. So let's get a little bit more info on you as a person, you know, here in Wrangell. You mentioned earlier that you've worked with some big names like Willie Nelson and Matthew McConaughey. How was that? How did you end up getting into that that line of work?
Yeah. Funny story. So a girlfriend from college was, and I didn't talk to her for, I don't know, it's been a while, because not for any reason here or there, just lost track of time and just didn't keep in touch, and life happens, as everybody knows. And I reached out to her because she was living the dream. She was driving an RV with her partner at the time, just doing all these cool things. And I reached out to her and I said, "Hey, Caitlin, how are you able to finance all, like, just living rogue?" And she told me she worked for this company called Sourced Craft Cocktails, which is at the time was doing entertainment and cocktail sales and events of all sorts of time and spaces, and it was a startup. And so I kind of asked, I was like, "Hey, can you possibly get me a position there?" So I interviewed and I was able to get a position with the company, and I was with them for 3 years, and it was a wonderful learning experience. And I met some really great people and did some really cool stuff and got to make sure that staffing and logistics were executed properly. And I got sent to places that I would have never gone if it was just me.
like where?
Like Los Angeles and New York and Miami and Texas. Like I love Texas and I loved all those other places. But for me to, I wouldn't have just bought a plane ticket to Los Angeles. But I was able, with the ability of working for such a wonderful company, I was able to have these experiences and meet talented people kind of all within the event realm and network and go from there. And it's been beautiful. I still keep in touch with some of those people today.
Really cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Kentucky. So I moved here officially October 27th. So I'm very fresh to Wrangell.
Well, I think it's amazing that you're here and you arrived and you were ready to like just start like with your passion.
I'm gonna try my hardest, I'll tell you that. Definitely like working two jobs and have already made some really beautiful friends here, which I was very shocked with how quickly that clicked into place. But you know, this community is so strong for a reason, and it makes this island so special, which is one of the major things that attracted me here. It's just when you know you're supposed to be somewhere, you know. So I'm more than happy to be able to volunteer my time and efforts and any little bit of knowledge that I know within the music and events industry to try to get that here. And I have some great people behind me and working right beside me. You know what I mean? So it feels very supported.
And who are these great people?
Let me tell you. Well, of course, we have the one and only Dan Powers, from which many of you know from the Powers Band. He was wonderful. He was the first person that I've met here that really stood out when it came to music and the passion and love for music. And so we got talking and something just sparked, and I was over at visiting with him and Shelley, his wife, and it was just like, hey, let's do this. And from there, we snowballed into wrangling up the famous Raimi Privet. And I would have had no idea, because I didn't know Raimi too well, and I'm still getting to know him, but I didn't understand how passionate he was about getting this in Wrangell as well. And he has some great ideas for expansion and how we are going to be able to tackle this and really have a area of performance. And as you know, he's hosting the night performances, the two evenings that we will have them on the second and third. So we're very, very excited about that.
Yeah. He has a drum kit too.
Yes, he has the drum kit. You know, everyone loves a drummer.
That's right.
We have Roland Wimberly, who is another amazing person. Bonnie Ritchie, who, talk about someone who can wrangle in a great group of people just by her presence. And then Matt Henson, he is just like blown up with his marketing experience, and he's setting up all our websites and Instagram and Facebook, and you know, all of that social media stuff that we need to really attract to the masses. That's his specialty, which I'm going to leave it to him, because that is not my specialty. Techie stuff is not me. Yep. But I'm learning, because I definitely need to be able to adapt. And then last but not least, we have Jeannie Arnold, who has just been such a gem, and she is really, really putting it all in and going to be just such a great help and aspiration because of what she already does at the Nolan Center. So yeah. We have a solid team.
Definitely a solid team. Those names are fantastic. I know there's other names that are fantastic too. So, okay, you got here. You arrived here on boat. And why did you choose to come to Wrangell?
Well, the choice wasn't really mine. I would say more serendipitous. This was the location that I quit my job on the boat at. So I walked off the boat, and the lovely gentleman that works at Pacific Seafoods, Kenny, gave me a ride to the Stikine Inn, which welcomed me with open arms and got me a room for that evening, that I was able to kind of figure out my next steps, because it was very drastic. I'm from Kentucky. I got a job in Alaska on a boat and it didn't work out. So I got off and I gave myself 48 hours to kind of figure it out before I was like, all right, I need to go home. And everything fell into place. Also, have to give a major shout out to Marilyn Mork, because that woman has had my back since my wings were broken.
So, okay. What boat were you working on?
I would prefer not to say, because it is a boat that is currently newly harbored here.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm
definitely,
I plead sure. The fifth on that one.
Great. Awesome. Well, I mean, you know, months later, welcome for me.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. This studio is awesome.
It is. It really is. So you mentioned, you know, your future vision for Milk Run Music Fest. What else do you have in store for that, like, that you can think of?
Oh, man. I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of that. But we would love to have a designated stage that is actual, like a functional performing stage that is big, that can hold name, like, you know, big names and also upcoming names. Some of the bands that I've seen that are up and coming that I didn't even know were performing or at a bar that I was at, that were like, some of those are the best because they're just intimate and you don't know them and they don't have all of this junk in their head of just being the best already. They just really want to play their music. And I would love to see a designated space for performers to come to Wrangell and to be able to really have that time and that space to perform, and then give the people and community of Wrangell an opportunity to listen to different live music that they might not have heard before, or have other people from the surrounding Southeast Islands come and visit Wrangell because we are an arts hub now. That is my pure passion for this project. And hopefully along with music and arts and fun, funky times comes with economic development as well. Because if we get people from surrounding islands coming here and participating in this music festival, that is going to bring in finances that are currently not here yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Is there a cost to attend the festival?
No, this one is free to the public. I don't know if that is going to be standardized for the future ones. It's going to depend on fundraising efforts, which we have in play and are currently working due diligently to lock that in so we can start our fundraising efforts pretty hard. But we have some really great ideas for fundraising, and it would also be, you know, beneficial to the community when it comes to fruition, because it's not going to be just, hey, please give us money so we can do this, because I am sure a lot of people get asked for just donations. We want to give something that is fun and interactive and we can publicize and, you know, have involvement in that as well. So a lot of this is a ton of community involvement.
Yeah. Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Milk Run Music?
Just it's a community event from the community for the community. There are no limits to who wants to be a part of it. There's no limits or discretion or, you know, this is open to all people, not a specific genre of people.
Yeah, really cool. So just to refresh, it'll be May 2nd and May 3rd. May 2nd from 5 to 8:30, May 3rd all day.
Yep. And then on May 2nd, the night performance is at 9 p.m. And same with the Saturday performance is at 9 p.m. And both of those are going to be at Ramey's Bar. And May 2nd and May 3rd are going to be at City Dock, with a backup being the Nolan Center.
Yeah. And it's free for the public.
Free for the public.
Yep. And then your website. What's the website?
Well, that is still in the works. So we are trying to get that together as quickly as possible, but it is going to be milkrunmusicfest.org, O-R-G. And right now, if you go to it, you're not going to see much because we are finalizing some very important details before we publicize that. But we should have that up and running the month before the festival, which will also have the festival schedule, when everything is. We'll, upon the flyer, which is getting finalized the end of this week, we will have a QR code that you can just scan, and it will have all this information, what time the event is, where it's at, where you can go, the schedule of what's happening, all the details. And also, we will be putting out a vendor sign up, which I believe that has a small cost to it, but Jeannie Arnold is spearheading that. And so if people want to set up a vendor booth and sell their goods, crafts, foods, games, you know, etc., we'll have that available to people for who wants to sell their goods.
Really cool. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
and talking
thank you
with
for
us.
Having me. I mean, like, my excitement is out the roof for this, and I'm really hoping the community feels that way as well. So I'm here for it, and we're all the people I've mentioned are very dedicated to this cause.
Awesome. That was Olivia Strano with Milk Run Music Fest, which will be May 2nd and 3rd here in Wrangell. We're coming up at 2 o'clock. Next, it'll be World Cafe.